I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Nail-biting time for many soccer fans out there. It's the World Cup playoffs, which means over the next week, national teams will do battle to try and snag one of the few remaining tickets to next year's World Cup in Brazil. The smallest nation with a dog still in this fight is Iceland. They're up against Croatia. Now, Iceland has a very small population and a small stable of professional players to choose from. And yet, there they are, with a chance, however slim, of making it to Rio. That's more than Ireland can boast. The Irish national team has already been eliminated, and most Irish fans are already looking well beyond Rio. But not Owen Conlon. Over beers with a Brazilian co-worker in Dublin recently, Conlon started wondering out loud about throwing his support behind Iceland.
And we just sort of laughed that, like, it's the closest Ireland's going to get to go on to Brazil.
Conlon and his friend work for a digital design firm, and so they did what comes naturally. They built a website in support of Iceland's soccer team. Then they started up a Twitter feed and started urging Irish soccer fans to back Iceland. The campaign is called County Iceland. Ireland already has 32 counties, so Conlon says, why not make Iceland the 33rd?
There's only like 320,000 people in Iceland, so if they were a county in Ireland, I'm calling them the 33rd county. They'd only be the fifth largest county in Ireland. Like, it's incredible, like, the success they've had, and hopefully they continue it.
Conlon says the website is just a bit of fun. All a visitor has to do is click a support button. The site also introduces Irish fans to the Iceland lineup, although they've added a few O's here and there so that, you know, for example, Icelandic forward Gudjonsson is now O Gudjonsson. Conlon's also conveniently changed some of the traditional Irish soccer chants to make them Iceland-friendly. He says some people are questioning his Irish patriotism, but for the most part, everyone's taking it in the spirit it was intended, as a bit of fun, and a way to forget about Ireland's failed qualifying campaign. Although Conlon does admit to having something of an ongoing love affair with the Icelandic soccer team.
My relationship with Iceland starts many years ago. My first international match was Ireland-Iceland. Finished 0-0. It was a terrible match. So I think that's when the story of Owen and Iceland begins. And there was around a 15-year hiatus, but now we're back together.
Isn't that sweet? The County Iceland site's only been live since Sunday, but already more than 10,000 visitors have become supporters. Conlon says he can't believe the site's gotten this much attention, but now he says why not try to get as many supporters on the site as Iceland has people. He notes that if Iceland does manage to beat Croatia, it will become the least populous nation to ever qualify for a World Cup. Previous record holder, Trinidad and Tobago. So, what's left to say, but...
Go on, Iceland!
Conlon also admits that Icelanders find his website pretty darn weird. But hey, given how few of them there are, they'll probably take all the support they can get. You can check out some of Conlon's Iceland-friendly soccer chants at PRI.org.